Let's get some praise going on. Let's get on fire for God. Let's get the burning so somebody else come see us burn. But we always talking about, I'm tired. Stop saying that. You ain't tired. Your body may need some rest. You are not tired. Your spirit don't get tired. You may need to rest your body. We need to get the right confession, know how to conduct ourselves in this life so we don't get cheated out of life and get deceived by the devil, when we ought to be walking in victory every day of our life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the psalmist said, the interest of thy word give it light. I see what I'm doing. I understand, because the word had entered my heart and I have light and I know what I need to do. And I don't let my flesh, I don't let my mind, I don't let unbelievers around me, I don't let circumstance that pops up, I don't allow those things to distract me and get me off course.
Amen.
I'm focused. I'm led. I'm Holy Ghost led. And I hold fast to it. And sometimes your body don't want to feel good. So you don't tell it. You don't let your body tell you how it is. You tell your body how it's going to be. So Smith Wigglesworth said that, so I never ask my body how it is. I always tell it how it is. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now back to John Gospel. If y'all can put that up, John 1:1, 1:3. I won't deal with verse 3 and 4 and 5. John Gospel, if you can put that back up. They need to see that. Hallelujah. I'm going to. Well, I can do it on my pad. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. John 1, 3. And I'm going to get over to the King James. King James. There we go. There we are. Now notice. Again. All things were made by him. All things, and we'll get back to this, were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Things don't have their existence in it. Whether it's a tree, a bird, an elephant, a gorilla, a lion, a dog, animals, things, plants, they have their way of growing. Plants grow and produce different from a lion. Fish grows and do different from a bird. Fish produces in water, birds builds a nest and lay eggs, sit on the egg and hatch. Am I right? But everything has it being. He created it to function. I want y'all to hear me. Function like it was supposed to function, to be under our command and our control. None of these things on this earth should rule us. Not one single thing. All right? If y'all, you can turn there. I'm going to turn to Genesis 1, 25, 26. That's where I want to go, because I want to talk about this for just a minute. If y'all can put that up for the people to read, follow along. Genesis 1, 26. All things. Nobody, no one, nobody, I want y'all to listen to me. No one, nobody in creation is closer to God than his man. Let me try this again, because it didn't show up. You better show up now. All right, let's try it again. Now you're working. No one, nobody. In reading, he has archangels. He has angelic hosts. They encircle his throne. They move at his command. He has two archangels left, Michael and Gabriel. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
No one is as close to God as man. You say, you sure you know what you're talking about, preacher? If I didn't know what I was talking about, I would have kept my mouth shut. There's a man sitting by God, and his name is Jesus. I'm going to say it again. There's a man in the throne room sitting at God's right hand, and his name is Jesus. And you are his body. You're right there with him. You have been raised up with him, and he's sitting there to instruct you and to talk to the Father about what your operation should be on this earth. And he's interceding that you won't get interference from the translation and the revelation that come from the throne to your spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in your spirit to interpret the revelation that you understand what is being said, that you have revelation knowledge to take action on what God said. And God don't give out lies. But when we allow interference, we start questioning what he said. We start dilly-dabbing with reason. What if? Ain't no if with God. If God said it, that's it. We need to stay with it until it becomes real on the inside of us. No use trying to search around and prove God to be wrong. And you find people doing it all the time. God don't heal today. You lie, 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 liar. If he heal one person, he'll heal everybody.
Amen.
That's the way he is. If he save one person, he'll save everybody. Well, we need to get the truth here. You got a part to play. If you don't give him something, he don't have nothing to work with. You ask me to build you a house, because I'm not going to do it now. You ask me to build you a house and don't give me no material, don't give me no money. What am I going to do? Stand there. Duh. You got to give me something to work with. And when you give yourself to God, God will bring you forth and make you be what he said you are. But you got to give him something to work with. And he's the first giver. Are y'all in the house? I say he's the first giver. You didn't have nothing. He gave you something. What did he gave you? Faith and grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. You didn't have no grace. You didn't have no faith. You didn't have nothing. He gave it to you. Now he's not, give yourself to me. Let me work with you. Let me develop you. Let me grow you. Let me make you what I want you to be. I know the thoughts I think toward you. I know the plans I have. You don't know. And so you let interference come in. Listen, some liar don't even know the scripture. They know how to mess them up. Because he can go, And sometimes that's all right when it's in order. But most people use it to their flesh advantage. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. But when you yield to the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
then it become powerful. But when it's flesh, it's just arouse the flesh, and we'll go out here and talk about, oh, we had a good time, it direct before we get out the door. And don't do anything with it. But when you have a Holy Ghost move, you're going to move by the power of God when you come in contact with somebody else.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.